Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Mary Swander. And Mary, first of all, good morning to you. We're excited to be visiting with you.
Oh, good morning.
Mary, there is an event coming up here in Atlantic that's for people all over Southwest Iowa or whoever can hear us. That's particularly, I think, important to farmers, landowners, renters, and really to all of us. And you are the person who wrote this drama that's going to happen. I want to just say that it's going to be January 29th, 2 o'clock at the American Legion Memorial Building. But Mary, tell us, why should people come? What should people get out of this?
Well, the play is called Map of My Kingdom, and it's about farmland transition. Who's going to own the farm next? And if anybody's been involved in farming or owned anything for that matter, people can fight over pie tins on this on this issue. They know all the dangers, things to be aware of. It can blow up a family. You can lose a family farm over this. You can, you know, end up being part of urban sprawl, losing valuable farmland over this. And really, other families who are successful take some time and thought and develop a process for this transition. And so there's a vast amount of land right now that's in this country. It's equal to the original Louisiana purchase, the amount of the land that's going to transition the next 10 years. So it's an urgent problem. It's imperative that people pay attention to farmland transition.
It is, and that saying that comparison of land area really that visualizes it for me because, you know, we know that over 50% of the farms in Iowa are owned by people over 65. Over 30% are owned by people over 75. Things are going to change.
50% are owned by women.
Yes, really, really important point. So they're not. Many of them are not on the farm. They are the landowner, and somebody else is farming it.
Right.
So what's going to happen to that renter?
Well, that's it. And, you know, and renters are very vulnerable in this whole scenario. And so, you know, all the more reason that we need to have a thoughtful process. And this play was originally commissioned by Practical Farmers of Iowa, which is a conservation-minded farm group, and they had members experience the problems with this, and so and renters were key in you know one of the problems involved here. Non-operating farm owners, as we know, have increased, and so again, you know, they wanted to have a play that would bring people in to talk about, discuss this issue. They also have a process, a workshop, and now a little book for farm land legacy letters, where you actually write a letter to your family, to your offspring, about your vision for the farm. So before you go to the estate planner, before you do all that, it's good to get your ideas together and what you would like to happen to your farm.
That's probably the place to start with what whoever the owner is, who is, But then it affects so many other people. Mary, how did you get information to put this together? I mean, you are a writer of great expertise, but how did you gather information for this play?
Well, it was actually fun to do the research. I experienced this exact problem in my own family. I ended up inheriting our family farm with my two brothers at age 23.
Mm.
So, yeah. So, you know, people go, oh, this is a play just for old people. No. I mean, we were completely, totally unprepared at that age. We knew it was happening, I thought, maybe when I was 50. So, you know, that was part of it. I had a personal experience, and then Practical Farmers gave me a list of farmers and bankers and people involved, lawyers, people involved in this, and I drove around the state and interviewed people, and then I did, you know, classical library research and looked at other states and their programs, what was happening. there's a the title for the show is taken from King Lear, which you know, Shakespearean drama. That's all based on who's going to inherit the land. Mm-hmm. How is he going to divide up his kingdom? So I reread King Lear a couple times. You know, I did interesting things like that to give this some background, some depth to the play.
Okay, based on real situations and long time life. Now, Mary, you are the Poet Laureate for Iowa. You have written many other things in various ways, books. I believe you have at least a dozen or more books that have been published. So why did you choose to do this as a play rather than just putting out, you know, a booklet?
Mm-hmm. It's for the sense of engagement. You know, a play creates a community. People come to it. They sit next to somebody else physically. And then we have a discussion afterwards where people can get up and tell their stories or help other people. You know, it's really interesting in terms of the talkbacks. People stand up and say, okay, here's how we did it. And it really worked out well. And, you know, or it's working out well. And people go, oh, wow, never thought of that. Or, you know, somebody will say, well, you know, how do I even begin? Mm-hmm. How do I start this process? Mm-hmm. And you know, and somebody else that might be, sometimes we have a panel afterwards, and they say, okay, you gather a group of experts. Here's how you start. You know, just basic questions like that where you have an instant answer if you're reading it on the page, which, you know, is fine, but you don't have that sense of community around you.
Okay, and Mary, you are going to be there. You're going to be present so we can you can help get that conversation going. And we are having a number of sponsors, and they're not set to get up and give a whole big, you know, spiel, but it's a good way to meet some of those folks if you don't know some of those folks. So and there'll be a little coffee and something to go with it. So I think that helps kind of get the atmosphere going for some conversation. But conversation is really, really important here. So, Mary, I want to also, because I said, you know, you have produced many kinds of different publications and plays and so on, just mention a couple of the others that have gone nationwide, have been on TV. This is not your first rodeo.
No, I've had many rodeos. Yeah, no, probably the books that people know the best are Driving the Body Back, which is a long poem that's all been adapted to the stage, which is based on the deathbed stories of my relatives. It's actually, when you say that, people sort of recoil, but it's actually a funny book. And then Out of This World, which is a book about recovering from illness among the Amish. The Desert Pilgrim, which is a pilgrimage journey in New Mexico working with Hispanic healers. And then my last little book, I have a little chapbook which is really doing well, is called The Sunny Side. And it's short little vignettes about I live in the middle of the Amish settlement near Kelowna. It's about their view of death.
Okay, so we could, of course, find out more about you if we wanted to go to the internet and put your name in, Mary Swander. But I also wanted to mention, Mary, that you live off the land. You get your hands dirty. You know about growing things.
Right. Yeah. No, I live in an old Amish schoolhouse, and I have a couple acres, and that's basically all I need. I have plenty of land. I grow about 90% of my own food here. So, you know, it's a self-sufficiency thing. I'm not selling anything as a classic farm would, but I'm providing my own needs. And so I'm, you know, I've got some sense of what it takes to raise food.
Very good. We've been visiting with Mary Swander, who is the author of Map of My Kingdom, and everyone is invited. This drama is at the American Legion Memorial Building, always called the Armory, and it is on Sunday, January 29th, starting at 2 o'clock. You want to come and meet Mary, get to visit with Mary, but the important thing is to come and enjoy and maybe reflect and start a conversation. Who knows where all this will lead you? So we certainly invite you. There is no fee because we have lots of local sponsors taking care of that. So we want to thank you very much, Mary Swander, for visiting with us.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Until next time.
I'll see you on Sunday.
You bet.
Until
next time, here's a thought from George Bernard Shaw. Life isn't about finding yourself. Life is about creating yourself.